Good morning, everyone. It's nice to be inside on the warm, in the warm today. I had my warm-up before I left. Had to blow the snow off the driveway and clear the snow off the van. And thank you. Please be seated. I'm not sure if there's anybody that would like to do the reading today. I haven't asked. If there is, good. Okay, thank you, Irene. So Matthew chapter 11 and verse 25 to verse 30. Amen. Amen. One of those things that each of us needs, whether we like to admit it or not, is rest. Okay? Do you agree? Some of us may sometimes feel we need more rest than others. We'd like a lot more rest than we get. Right? Anybody feel that way? You do. What a surprise. You know, it's interesting that we live our lives, and in many ways we seem to be so busy, and life seems to be so occupied with one thing or another. There's always something that keeps us going. And you know, one of the things that we have to understand is that Jesus gives an invitation, come. And I want us to think of the invitation, but I want to lead up to that and just take this passage and just for us to understand something of what Jesus is really saying. If we put it into context, Jesus was very critical earlier on in this passage in Matthew's gospel, in the previous verses, about the lack of faith amongst the cities, the places where he performed miracles, and here he comes and says, it's important to recognize that this is a prayer of Jesus. Jesus is coming to his Father, and he is bringing praise to God. He has just shared with the people and challenged them about the way in which they see things, and he denounces the way that they are not accepting of him. And in verse 25, it says, at that time Jesus said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you've hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to little children. Now, what he was saying is important for us to understand. He is, as he is praying to God, he is thanking God for the way in which God reveals himself. You see, there are many people who have high intellect, and it's that high intellect that is the block. And he is saying that there is a need, and that God reveals himself and reveals his ways more to little children rather than to the wise and learned. You see, the wise and learned think they know everything and think they have the answer for everything. It's no different today than many people think they have the answer for everything, and there is no need for God. But let's see what he's saying. He's saying that he reveals it to little children. Now, what he's suggesting, if we think about an invitation that Jesus gave to the children, let the children come to me, he says, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. And he says, unless you become as a little child, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. And so here in his prayer to his father, he is again emphasizing the importance of being what I would describe as childlike. Not childish, but childlike. What are the qualities of a child that Jesus was really referring to? It is a quality that a child has. One of the things that a child learns early on in life is to trust, and who that child can trust. Without asking questions, but just through experience, accepts. Just a short time ago, we visited Sandy's son's home. And Sandy and Joanne had gone in earlier. We'd been invited for dinner. And I went to park the van, and then I arrived and I came into the house. And one was on a computer playing and continued with playing. And the other, I don't remember what that the other was doing. But the youngest, who was just over a year old, I guess he's 15 months or something like that, I'm not sure. Anyway, he was standing there. They have a child gate. You have to go up a few steps. And he was standing there just looking. And he saw me come in. And when he saw me come in, his face beamed. And the next thing he did, he walked towards me with his arms out. Okay? What did that mean? He wanted me to pick him up. You see, he was wanted me to hold him. We don't know him that well, but he learned enough to know that he could trust. And he wanted that relationship. And really, that's what Jesus is saying about the way in which we need to be. As we learn to trust God, as we recognize who God is, you see, Jesus as he is praying to his Father, he is saying, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth. He is reminding us of who he is. You have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for that was your good pleasure. You see, God wants us to have that relationship with him as a child. And we can relate that children do trust us. They don't ask questions until later when they transition going between being a child to an adult. And it comes when they begin to, mind you, if we allow them, they will become determined early on in life to do their own thing but a child has to learn from parents, from adults, and a child learns very quickly to trust. And this is what Jesus is saying, that there are many people who are learned and they consider themselves to be wise, but those things have not been revealed. These things have not been revealed to them, but to little children, to those who are prepared to trust in Almighty God. We don't have all the answers, but we can know the one who does have all the answers, the one who we can trust. As a child doesn't ask, where's my next meal coming from? That's the responsibility of the parent to decide what meal it's going to be, what we're going to eat, and what the grocery list is. Sometimes there's some consultation in that, but generally, a child just accepts what is put before him or her. And we have to learn to become as a child. We also need to mature, but first of all, we need to begin as a child, to learn to trust, to understand that God cares for us, that he wants the best for us, and that he is the creator of all things. He is the one who is in control of all things. And as he is praying, he is also, as others around, he is letting people know something else in the next couple of verses. Next verse. All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and to those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. So in other words, he is again reminding ourselves of that relationship that he had with his Father, and that there is that close relationship, that no one can know God unless they know the Son. No one can know God the Father unless they know Christ. Unless we come as a child to Jesus, unless we come recognizing that he died on the cross for us to forgive us our sins, and we accept his offer of forgiveness, and we invite him to come into our lives, we then become a child of God. God reveals his truth to us, and we come into a relationship with God that is indescribable. That is something that will help us day by day in our lives. You see, it is important for us to realize the importance of Jesus. Jesus is the one to whom all power has been given. All authority, Jesus said, has been given to me. And here, he is reminding us of that relationship. The wonderful thing is that as we learn to trust, it is surprising how our lives are changed. You know, it is through experience and it is through learning that our lives are changed. Talking about the visit to Sandy's son the other week, the other thing that happened there was every time we go, they ask us to read a book to them, read them a story. And this time, the Tally is, how old is she? She's 7. And I asked her to read a story to me. Have you got a school book that you'd like to, that you have that we can, you can read to me? And she got the book, and she came and she read. And she didn't just read the words. She put emotion into it. She put feeling into it. Now, how did she learn that? Experience. She had been taught. She had heard stories being read. And so she'd read the book once before, I understand. And she read it. It was so amazing to hear the emotion that she had. She had learned. And you know, it is so important for us to have that experience of God that we can relate, that it will show in our lives that we are experiencing our faith being answered in a special way. For us to understand that God cares for us. When sometimes we feel nobody cares, nobody understands. Understand this, that Jesus does. You see, he came into the world for us, and the writer to the Hebrews says, we have one who is touched with our infirmities, a great high priest who is touched with our infirmities. Jesus has lived life here. He has experienced times of feeling down. You may not believe that, but I believe he has. Experienced times of rejection, experienced times of feeling deserted, times of feeling all alone. But one thing he continued through his life was that relationship with his Father, God. At those times when he pulled himself away from the crowd, very often went up to the mountain alone to pray. You see, he needed that relationship with his Father God to help him to continue that ministry. And if Jesus needed that, we need it. We need to have time with God. We need to hear what he is saying to us. We need to be open to what he shares with us. His word is important to us. You know, I was talking to somebody this past week who asked me a question. It may seem a strange question to ask somebody who is employed as the coordinator of spiritual and religious care. Do you mind if I talk to you about religion? So she started talking about some ideas that she had got from the television. And I had to say, I don't know anything about those things. I've not heard those programs you're talking about. But what I said to her was this: you know, it's possible to know God in a personal way. And I said, that is more often from the way we can see it from the way a person lives. I say, I live my life and I hope that people can see something of Jesus through me and through the way that I deal with things, and that if necessary, I will use words, as Francis of Assisi said, to preach the gospel, but if necessary, use words. You see, it is important for us to show that we have a relationship with God and to be open to him. And to when we understand that Jesus has been where we are, it makes a difference. You see, he understands. The invitation then, because of who God is and because this relationship Jesus has with his Father and because of what the Father has given to the Son, he then is able to invite us to come to him. He says, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. So the invitation is not to go looking in all kinds of other places. Many people are looking because they are troubled, because they are weary and burdened. The person who asked me if they could talk to me about religion is so anxious, so tied up with, and so disappointed and frustrated. And as I was able to share with her, the invitation is here. We need to hear that invitation. Come to me. Don't go looking in other places. Jesus is the one who has been given power. Jesus is the one who brings us to the Father. We can't come to the Father but through him. And so he gives us that invitation to come to him. Come to me. If you are weary and burdened, come and I will give you rest. It's a promise that he gives. And so often we don't do that. We look in other places because we do get weary and burdened, right? How many of us are not weary and burdened? I don't think there are many of us here that would sometimes not be weary and burdened. You know, as we had our call to worship, I was thinking of that passage at the end of Isaiah 40. It says, those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. He says he gives, the Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow weary or tired. And his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. You see, Jesus invites us to come to him. And he promises rest. Promises rest. To know that God is with us is something that is so important. I see so many people who are frustrated because of their inability to care for themselves anymore. And it is so difficult for them to deal with those issues. But one of the things I always share with them is that even in your situation, you can know the peace of God. You can know the rest of God. But you know, the other thing that Jesus says as he gives that invitation, come to me and I will give you rest. I want you to experience that. I want you to do that. If there are times when you're feeling so out of it that you don't know what to do, can I suggest a couple of things? One is to take up this opportunity. Come to me. I suggest switch off the TV. Switch off the radio. Get your Bible out. Maybe put some Christian music on, some worship music. Maybe if you've got something like that, and just play that quietly and just be open. Maybe you don't use any words to say, Lord, but I'm coming to you. Lord, I need your help. I need your strength. You know, if you do that, you come to him. Block out all those other voices and just allow God to minister to you. I want you to try that and see if it makes a difference. The other thing that he says in these verses, he says, invites, come to me. Then he says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. The picture here, and there's some debate about what he's really saying, but what I want to suggest to you, when you talk about a yoke, it means that you are alongside somebody. And here is the picture of the way in which we can know his help and his ability to help us. As the younger animal is put in a yoke to another, and the full weight is taken by the more mature animal, it would be the ox in those days. The younger animal would learn from the older one, and the whole weight, the most of the weight would be taken by the older one. They would lead the way. And Jesus says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. Share your burden. Don't hold things in. Peter says, cast all your care upon him because he cares for you. Now, to cast, you use it in a fishing term. You cast the net or a rod to catch a fish. You let it go. Cast all your cares upon him, all your anxieties on him, and he will care for you. It's as you give him and allow God to have that part and that place in our lives that we learn. Yes, he will lead us. Yes, he is guiding us. He is helping us. He is supporting us. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. There's so much more that I could say, but I want out of this message today for you to consider the invitation from Jesus. Come to me. Come to me. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. Give God a place in your life. the place he really wants. He wants to lead you. The psalmist described it in the way of Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. He leads me beside still waters. He makes me lie down in green pastures. There's another message there. I'm not going to go there today, because I always wondered about making me lie down in green pastures. Maybe we're not aware of the abundance that is around us, and sometimes he has to make us be still. Make us lie down in green pastures. Make us appreciate what we have. And then we can move on. I want to encourage each one of us. As I said to you, this message is for me as much as for you. More for me, I believe, than for you. But it's a message that we need to hear. Jesus saying to you, saying to us, come to me. Learn from me. You know, a child, as I said, and we've used the children as illustration of learning, they soon pick up. And if we experience God in that way, we will soon pick up on what he is able to do for us, how he is able to help us through those times of depression, through those times of feeling frustrated because maybe we can't do the things that we used to do. But recognize, he is the one that is leading us one day safely home. May we be open to him. And may we recognize that he's interested in us. He's concerned for us. And he wants us to come as a child. Not as somebody who has intellect. It's not saying anything wrong with intellect, but it's putting that aside and acknowledging that we can't explain everything, but we can experience God. God gives us and leads us by his Holy Spirit. And be open to him. Don't block him. You know, if you hear from God, the truth is, I have to confess, Sandy's been saying to me for weeks, you need to go back. I feel you need to go back to UK. And she was saying that when Kevin was alive. I didn't listen. There's some sadness that I did not. If God prompts you, God is saying something to you, hear it. Sometimes a still small voice. And sometimes we may put things in the way and say, no, 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 that can't be right. But I know that Sandy very often gets an urge, very often gets something. God gives to her something that she can't rest until what she has had on her heart, she's responded to. May we respond to what God is saying to us. May we hear him and accept the invitation and walk with him. Let him walk with us. Our final hymn as we sing together, I hope you know it, because the words are really important for us to understand. It says, day by day and with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here. Trusting in my Father's wise bestowment, I've no cause for worry or for fear. He whose heart is kind beyond all measure gives unto each day what he deems best. Lovingly it's part of pain and pleasure, mingling toil with peace and rest. We'll stand aside. Thank you. God, our Heavenly Father, we pray that we might accept that invitation to come. And Lord, help us to recognize that you want to walk with us. Help us to give you that place, to allow you to lead us, allow you to carry our burdens, that we might share. And may we rejoice in all that you're able to do for us and through us. So we pray your blessing upon each one. May we know your presence with us through this week and be encouraged. The blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with us all, now and evermore. Amen.